You know, the United States of America may just be a little less isolated today. We may have joined the global community a little bit more. Maybe having a kumbaya moment with the rest of the world over a sporting event.
I'm probably going to cry for 3 days, or four, or five. It's devastating. Devastating. They were the best team of CONCACAF.
Disappointment from one of the many World Cup watchers talking to The Takeaway after our valiant defeat and elimination from World Cup competition at the hands of Belgium.
Emotional investment was high. I had faith. There was a glimpse of brilliance, and I thought we could go through with it. Also hopeful for more years of American soccer.
Yes, we lost, but has soccer won? Have we finally fallen in love with soccer?
This is Michael from Seattle. Yes, I think that America is finally falling in love with soccer. Also, if Americans had known that biting was involved in the game, we might have lost a lot earlier.
I definitely don't think that soccer is going to catch on here in the United States to the level most people think it will. Every 4 years, we get hyped for the World Cup, just like the Olympics. As far as being a everyday sport here in the United States at the professional level, we all know the juggernaut of the U.S. Sports Society, the NFL, will be back in a couple of weeks, and everybody's going to forget about soccer.
You can call us and cry all you want at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or tell us who you're rooting for now.
Lukaku wants it, Lukaku gets it, Lukaku scores! 2-0 to Belgium, and surely the end of the road for the U.S.
Oh, it hurts. We are losers, yes. Once again, we are the United States of high-kicking, off-the-mark passes, can't get our act together until extra time, until the 107th minute. We're out, losing to the Belgians. Good luck, Belgos, against Argentina. We've still got our melt-in-your-mouth-not-in-your-hands M&Ms to thrash your prissy little chocolates in global sales. But check this out. You know, we may have reached a moment of football soccer destiny in the USA. Those fans are at a sports bar right here in New York.
Honestly, this is a start to a brave new world for our country, and honestly, I think it's so amazing that there's so many people supporting this, and I really hope that in 2018 we go even further.
The Takeaway talked to some fans last night right after the loss, a place, Houston Hall right here in New York, jam-packed, by the way, and get this, FIFA, the sports governing body known for its corruption and duplicity, may just be telling the truth about the 30 million visitors from the U.S. to FIFA's website in June. That's a quarter of their entire traffic. FIFA says American users also make up a quarter of the 25 million downloads the FIFA World Cup app says it gets. And we got this message on our desktop computers yesterday from WNYC IT. Hey, it's great to see we're all rooting for Team USA in the World Cup, but we must limit the video streaming of the match at our desktops. Otherwise, we're going to crash our company network. Joining me now is Dan Wurzema, Communications Director for Fan Club American Outlaws. Dan attended the group stage of matches against Ghana, Portugal, and Germany, and has just returned to the U.S. Dan, thanks for joining us. And the Outlaws is like a ultimate fan soccer football club in America, right?
Yes, the American Outlaws, our mission is to unite and strengthen the fan base of American soccer. And so our job is to provide access to matches and travel and go where the United States national soccer team goes. And if you continue to follow the team after the World Cup, we're at every match, every time, and we're the loud and rowdy ones behind the goal.
Now, the idea here, without just doing a commercial, is, you know, we may have passed a real threshold here. Do you believe that? And if that is the case, are you prepared for the kind of growth that you're going to experience between now and 2018?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, American soccer and soccer in general in the United States has been growing steadily for quite a long time since we hosted the World Cup in 1994 and the growth of Major League Soccer. And so every 4 years, we're kind of punctuated by this huge uptick in interest, and a lot of people hang around, and a lot of people still, crave more of the excitement that happened during the World Cup.
And they're better athletes, right? I mean, let's just face it. As football versus soccer, they're in better shape. They're just healthier looking people.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty exciting to watch them on the field. You know, we try not to draw too many comparisons with other sports, just because we are our own membership happens to be fans of all sorts of sports as well. Michael Bradley in the stages, who's the midfielder for the U.S. national team, clocked 24 miles in three games. So that's pretty impressive. That's more than any other player at the World Cup.
But Bradley could not straighten out his shots. It was driving me crazy.
Yeah, it was a frustrating experience to watch that game yesterday. You know, the guys put everything that they possibly could have into that match, and Tim Howard was absolutely amazing.
All right, so you got your tickets bought for 2018?
I'm already looking how I can get to Russia. Brazil was a journey in itself, and, you know, there's plenty of stops in between there. So you can start looking for tickets here in the U.S. when we start qualifying for the World Cup. But Russia is definitely on the radar next.
All right, Dan Wersma, Communications Director of American Outlaws, a national U.S. soccer team ultra fan club. Dan, thanks so much, and good luck for 2018.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.